Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
Today, let me take you to an African country which is also known as Venice of Africa. Yes, it is Benin, a small country in the western part of Africa. It's officially called Republic of Benin. Its capital is Porto Novo. Official language is French. People living there are called Beninese. And the countries that border Benin are Togo to the west, Nigeria to its east, Burkina Faso to the northwest, and Niger to northeast. The name of this country comes from the small southern coastline that it has, which is also known as Bight of Benin. But before, its name was Dahomey, coming from a powerful kingdom in Western Africa. In the 19th century, Dahomey was colonized by France, achieved its complete independence in 1975, and that's when the name was changed to Benin. Along with Burkina Faso and Niger, Benin is the home to largest existing ecosystem in West Africa called Pendjari National Park, which is the UNESCO listed park. And the only UNESCO site located exclusively in Benin are the royal palaces of Abomey, which is a site including a set of 10 palaces. A very unique thing about this country is that the people of Benin actually worship snakes. Yes, they consider snakes as a sign of good fortune. If it crosses their path, they also have temple of pythons, and dozens of royal pythons move freely within the temple grounds, and people of Benin also keep them as pets in their house. Now, talking about Venice of Africa, there is a village in Benin called Ganvi, which is located on Lake Noku, and it is built entirely on stilts, which is why it's called Venice of Africa. The country's main export is cotton, and that is what the people wear here a lot because it's a hot country. The national sport is soccer. A very prominent point in Benin's southern coast is known as the Slave Coast, which was the departure point for slaves for over 100 years. The last ship that left with slaves to Brazil was in the year 1885. And there's a gate made, which is called the Gate of No Return, because it was believed that once the people of this country left as slaves to the Americas, it will be difficult for them to come in their life. Now let's look at the flag of this country. Benin's flag has three stripes. One is vertical and two are horizontal. On the fly side is the vertical stripe of green color, and on the hoist side, two horizontal stripes, the top one of yellow and the bottom of red in color. The green stripe means the palm groves of the south, yellow stripe reflects the savannas of the north, and the red is dedicated to their ancestors who defended the country. So that is the flag of Benin for us to know about other countries and interesting things about them along with their flags. Listen to more episodes of this podcast, which is The Little Explorers.